The tower will be more than 150 feet tall. It will stand near a bank, a doctor's office, and a condo complex. And the council, despite more than a dozen people who spoke against it, approved it. Councilmember John Dingfelder dissented. He said there were two criteria on which such projects should be judged. The first, aesthetics.
Every single one of us have driven up that stretch of Henderson. That is not about high-rises along there. That is about low-rise office buildings with a big, wide-open vista that Mr. Anderson showed us a picture of. And now, aesthetically, we're going to possibly put a 150-foot tower there to be the entry feature to Sunset Park.
The second was safety. He said that even if all of the intended safety measures were taken, electrical fires or storms could still spell danger in the surrounding area.
This thing is 20, 30 feet away from the chiropractor's office. It's 20, 30 feet away from a four-lane highway with children and a sidewalk with children going up and down there. I mean, even if that thing collapses the way the engineer said it would, it's just going to collapse in a big blob. But I guarantee you that blob would hit the sidewalk and any child who happened to be along there or the chiropractor's office that's immediately adjacent.
The other dissenter was Councilmember Mary Mulhern. She also had concerns about whether the tower was a good fit.
I mean, basically, it's not compatible with the surrounding neighborhood, including the tenants and the owners of the businesses that are right in front of it who don't want it. So I don't think we've heard from one person who is a business owner or a resident of the adjacent neighborhood saying that they want this.
Councilmembers Joe Catano, Gwen Miller, Tom Scott, and Charlie Miranda voted yes. Linda Salcena, who voted against the ordinance on first reading, recused herself from the discussion. She cited potential conflict of interest involving Clearwire, a company that could benefit from the tower. Opponents of the measure pointed out that Councilmember Miranda had some outside dealings with a direct stakeholder. Here's what he had to say about his relationship with Democratic State House candidate Stacey Frank, who happens to be the CEO of Collier Enterprises II, the company that wants to build the tower.
I wrote a check to a person who's running for office who is in the audience and who happens to be an officer of this corporation. I wrote that check based on the ability of that person to serve in the legislature. That check that I wrote, not one that I received, let me clarify that very clearly, was written under those bases and has nothing to do with the way I vote and the way I do things and the way I listen.
City Council Attorney Marty Shelby said that the Florida Commission on Ethics generally considers such cases ethically sound, but anti-tower activists were quick to pick up on the connection. Local resident Jim Clunan said that after seeing so many tower supporters at the ordinance's first reading, he did some research. He found connections between them and FNL Towers, another Frank company.
And what I learned was that everyone who spoke will gain financially or was personally or politically connected with one of the petitioners, one of the partners of FNL Tower.
Marlon Anderson, president of the Sunset Park Area Homeowners Association, brought photos of Henderson Boulevard with a tower superimposed on the proposed site. He said that such a structure's impact would go beyond one neighborhood.
You diminish the beautiful areas, you diminish the entire city. No matter what district you're from, who are you representing, you're diminishing it. You put this in front of Sunset Park, you're diminishing the entire city.
Afterward, Anderson said that he was dumbfounded by the city's decision.
I really don't understand it. I mean, I think we provided competent, substantial evidence to show that it should not be allowed. I mean, look at all the people that spoke out against it. The business owners, the property owners, the homeowners association voted unanimously against it. Ours did, and so did Colbert Heights. It's just not right. I don't know why they did it. It makes no sense to me.
Jim Jacob, the property manager of the affected parcel, was one of the few people urging the council to approve the second reading. He said that there is an electrical tower adjacent his home and that he's okay with that.
I said the other day, you know, it truly, in my judgment, it's the needs of the many versus the needs of the few.
City Council could only rule on whether to allow a variance that nearly doubles the height and curbs the required distance between the structure and its property line. Factors like need and impact on health were not allowed any weight in the council's discussion. A documentary on the health risks that many believe are associated with cell phone towers will screen at this weekend's Gasparilla Film Festival. It is scheduled for Saturday, March 20th at 11:15 a.m. at Cine Bistro in Hyde Park. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.